Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
How's it eye today?
It's feeling better. How's it look?
It looks terrible, but... It looks like, it looks like you vomited violently,
yeah,
and popped a blood vessel.
So, yeah, for people who missed it, earlier in the week, I got diagnosed with a slight tear in my right eye and the retina, and I had to get some procedure done, which was essentially they had to freeze it, and it felt like nine different sort of shots, injections of this freezing stuff into my eyeball, and It doesn't look great. It looks pretty gruesome. But you know what's great is like I would look in the mirror and go, whoa, like, because it kind of looks like a horror movie type of thing. It was all just red all around. And like yesterday.
Well, the description about it is not horror movie-esque.
Yesterday I went and sat down with Sharone Moore and I'm sitting there talking to him, and then a topic never came up, and I'm thinking, Sharone's probably thinking, what the hell, man?
Yeah.
But I forgot about it.
Who farted in your pillow?
I hope that's not what he was thinking.
I'm sure that's what he's thinking.
But you know, you just kind of go through your day and you forget that you've got this grotesque looking.
When you left his office, did he say, all right, man, we'll see you over the weekend and grow up, dude?
No, he did not.
No, he didn't say that? Okay. Yeah. Are you still light sensitive because you haven't been wearing sunglasses?
No, it's actually great. I'm very, very pleased about that. So that sucked. That was the worst part.
That was the best part. The visual?
Because I did the show on Tuesday with sunglasses on.
Well, it got even better when we turned the lights out in the studio and you had the sunglasses
Mood lighting.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Stone is here. Do you want to ask for the patch?
Yeah, I really wish I'd asked for a patch. It would have been way cooler had I gotten the patch, but no, there was no patch.
Could have had the kids decorate it.
Make it look sweet.
Yeah, like have like a spider web in there or something.
All right, Gator. So watching Thursday Night Football,
Lightning
and
Club.
I'm reading all of the, what we typically get is, you know, mid-season awards and all that. And something's going on that I realized I love is this debate about who really should be the offensive MVP of the NFL. Should it be Lamar Jackson or Derrick Henry? I love this. I absolutely love it because it came up again last night during a broadcast. I was working my way through some midseason stuff this morning before the show, and I saw it again there. And we did it yesterday, and I realized I picked Lamar, you picked Derrick Henry, and Kang picked Jared Goff.
No, I picked Lamar.
Diving backwards. I picked Derrick Henry, you picked Lamar. Sorry, yeah. Kang picked Jared Goff, and I want more debates about Lamar and Derrick Henry. More and more and more. Please keep debating over those two. Because there's one thing we've discovered about our quarterback. He hears all this. One of my favorite moments in retrospect in learning about Jared Goff. You remember all the calls we'd get about how he can't throw the deep ball?
Right.
So I always like to say to interview subjects, would you prefer that? I haven't said this to Goff. I never said it to Goff, but it's always been my approach. Can I ask you the questions that listeners ask us? Because Here's the I'm answering these questions, but I really don't know, and you obviously know. So if I ask you what listeners ask us,
then you get a hip for
then,
it.
Then you can inform me response, too, yeah. And all that. And usually when I say, "Can I ask you all the questions listeners ask us?" people say no, and I go, "Okay." But then I am you know, this is when we have a sit down interview or something like that, and I kind of before we get started say, I might ask you a bunch of questions listeners ask us. And they go, what do you mean? I go, well, because they'll ask this and that, and I don't know how to, you know, I don't know. I'm not in the battle. You are. And they'll say, and I'll say, so it's either me answering for you or you can answer. Yeah. And you obviously are in the battle. And they go, oh, then ask away. Because yeah. They don't want me answering for them. It's a way of licensing some of the more difficult questions. And then they appreciate it. And you can get an actual answer.
You hope. Yes.
So when we ask Goff about not being able to complete the deep ball, he didn't like it. He wasn't happy. And he was like, the numbers speak for themselves. Then, do you remember Thursday Night Football when Ryan Fitzpatrick called him a poor man's Matt Ryan?
Yeah.
And he went out and won the game. I don't remember what it was. And they had him on the set after the game. And he sat down.
That was the start of the season against Kansas City, wasn't it?
Is that what it was? Whatever game it was, it might have been. He sat down on the set, turned to Ryan Fitzpatrick and said, hey, I'm not a poor man's anybody. Whoa. Edgy Jared Goff
said it with a smile on his face and got a laugh out of it, but clearly also with intent to like check him on the comment. And the funny thing is, like, no offense to Matt Ryan, right?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Quarterback, yeah.
A quarterback and might be a Hall of Fame quarterback, but nonetheless, it's perceived as a shot. And I love what Jared Goff's done as a Detroit Lion. I mean, the growth and the first, you saw it in the first year. There were growing pains getting used to this offense and getting used to having a team on his shoulders again because it was taken away from him in Los Angeles. And it's such a young team to work with here. Not a whole lot to work with at the time. And then things clicked halfway through that season. In the last seven games of the year, he was awfully good. The following year, he was good from the get-go. And the team got really good down the stretch. You know, he was great, and then the team got great. Not great enough to make the playoffs, but enough to put everybody on notice. And then last year, from moment one, you knew this was a team to be reckoned with, and he was fantastic. This year started off a little slow, and now he's on a record-setting pace with what he has done over the last, you know, six games of the season. It's been incredible, and he has answered the bell. He's answered the critics. You can't throw. He can't throw downfield. Oh, really? Have you not seen these perfect passes downfield to Amon-Ra or to Tim Patrick or to J-Mo earlier in the year? He's been throwing the ball downfield just fine. He knows the offense. I don't care that he doesn't sit back there and chuck it like Dan Fouts used to in the 80s when he's just heaving it up in the air downfield. I love that. But, I mean, that's the thing. Dan Fouts, every pass was that deep.
Dan Fouts was a quarterback.
He was the first guy to throw consistently for 4,000 yards in the season. But Jared Goff is of the mindset, I'll take my shots when I need to take my shots. Right now, I don't need to throw 50 yards downfield. I got this guy cutting across the field on a 10-yard route that's going to turn into 50 yards. That's how we play football. I know when I need to. Here's a little something for you. Boom. And then he throws it for 40 yards downfield, and they get a touchdown out of it. He's just fine.
Do you remember, of course you do, Sunday night, Aaron Andrews with Jared Goff on the field after the game? Hey, I thought we couldn't win outdoors. We're supposed to be a dome team, right? He hears all of this. So please, national media, keep debating Derrick Henry or Lamar Jackson. Who's the MVP?
The chip on the shoulder?
Yeah, because I Jared Goff... And again, you know me, I don't really care about all this stuff, but Goff does. I know Goff hears stuff. Goff wants to win. Let's not be fooled. But
look, I'm not trading Jared Goff, but I'll say it. Lamar Jackson's the MVP of the league.
You hear that, Jared?
I said it.
You hear that, Jared Goff?
I said it. I'll say it again. He's got 24 touchdowns to 2 interceptions on the season. Quarterback rating of 123 now after last night's game.
I'm going to give you a Jared Goff stat that... We've heard all the Jared Goff stats.
There's a lot.
I heard one yesterday, and I'm like, that can't be true, and it's true. And it's probably the one that's amazed me the most. Out of all the Goff stats and trends, we'll get to that today at 10:32. It's Carson Anderson, open lines, 97.1 The Ticket.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.